Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While many of the state's politicians were at the breakfast yesterday, far fewer took part in the annual St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston that followed. Despite weeks of negotiations about a gay advocacy group openly marching, at the 11th hour, the talks ultimately failed. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Temperatures in the mid-30s didn't scare off crowds who dressed in hats, scarves, and gloves and lined the four-mile-long parade route. Every year, an estimated 1 million people flock to South Boston for the event, but attendance by politicians this year was sparse after negotiations with a gay advocacy group failed.
Basically, it's simple. It's a simple thing. It comes down to being able to identify yourself in the parade.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was one of those politicians who did not participate. Walsh has marched in the parade before as a state representative, but not this year.
If the gay community is watching me, whether they're veterans or anybody else, if they can't be identified like every other group in the parade is identified, I will not be marching in the parade.
Walsh spent 6 weeks at the negotiating table alongside Congressman Stephen Lynch, who did march yesterday. Lynch, in a statement, says foregoing the parade would have implied that only parade organizers were responsible for talks breaking down. He says both parties are to blame. Parade organizers did not return a call for comment, but in a statement say they will not allow anyone in the parade who they say expresses an inappropriate message. Kara Corradini, the executive director of Mass Equality, the LGBT group who was rejected from the parade, maintains that her group was not treated fairly.
They just don't want LGBT people to march openly in the parade. I mean, that ultimately was the sticking point. I think, you know, let's be clear, there's no other contingent that has to identify every single marcher by name before their application is submitted.
Parade goers say they're surprised this subject is still an issue. Linda Feeney, who grew up in South Boston, says she understands the reluctance, but that LGBT groups should be allowed to march openly.
It's 2014. Who cares? I don't care. Marty Walsh doesn't care. Stevie Lynch doesn't care. You know, I mean, get past it, you know? I just want a good parade.
Gay advocacy groups did march in another South Boston parade. The organizer of that Veterans for Peace parade says he accepts all applicants who do not have a hateful or violent message and says he hopes and predicts that there will be just one parade next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.